I know that you met a lobby group in Donegal last week, and in fact it wasn't you, but your colleague, Minister McHugh, told them that Pat Cope Gallagher's pronouncements on this wasn't helping the case. And I'm not casting any aspersions on you, because I know that's that's not your form, but that was suggested that it's casting aspersions. Now we're being told that as a result of that meeting, that a review has commenced. So the waters are muddied. It's been totally economical with the truth. And I would like you to clarify in your final response, Minister, that the review did not start as a result of your meeting in Donegal, that it started post the 22nd of November, and that your colleagues should stop reinventing and playing with other people's toys.
I don't know when the review started. It's been underway, though, for some time. It would have been some time after the social welfare bill passed through the Dáil, so it probably started sometime earlier this year. I did meet a delegation of people involved in the fishing industry in Gweedore a couple of weeks ago at the request of Minister McHugh. I didn't hear him making any remarks of that nature in my presence anyway, so I don't know whether that was the case or not, but we are doing the work on the review. The key thing is have it done well before the next budget. So we want to have it done before the summer, so that we can see what the options are, what they cost, with a view to making some changes in the budget to be then implemented in the social welfare bill before the end of the year. But any changes we do make, we have to understand what the consequences are. And something that might make sense for seasonal workers in the fishing industry and maybe other industries, if we get it wrong, might open the door to huge numbers of part-time workers and seasonal workers becoming eligible for job seekers in a way that wouldn't be affordable.